I'm Arun Vanagopal, filling in for Tanzina Vega. This is The Takeaway. The Toronto Raptors are trying to make history tonight by winning their first NBA championships in a Game 6 against the mighty Golden State Warriors. But the Warriors will be a little less mighty without their superstar, Kevin Durant, who ruptured his Achilles tendon in his first game back after being out for a month with a calf injury. Durant himself has said he wanted to be back out on the court that night, but the injury has raised questions about whether Durant was ready to return and whether he was pressured to come back too soon. Joining me to discuss all this is Dave Zirin. He's a sports editor for The Nation magazine and host of the Edge of Sports podcast. Dave, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All right, so walk me through how Kevin Durant or other players even get approved to play. Who is responsible for putting them on the court after an injury?
Well, it's interesting because a lot of time it depends on the stature of the player themselves and the sport itself. But in this particular case, you're talking about Kevin Durant, who's an established 30-year-old superstar. And so what you're going to have is the team and their medical staff issue their judgment in conjunction with the coaches and the team president. But factored into it will also be Kevin Durant and his push or desire or agency to want to play.
So on balance, is it possible to say like which way that tension tends to go, whether it's towards putting them on the court or holding back out of caution?
Well, I think that if we're talking about blame, which is really what we're talking about here, I think it has to start with the team itself and the medical staff of the team, because the player is always going to want to play. I mean, you're talking about a group of some of the most competitive people on earth. And then in Kevin Durant, you have that top 1% of this group of the most competitive people on earth. They're going to want to take the court. So oftentimes the goal of any medical doctor in this sort of situation is to protect a player against themselves. Now, oftentimes, though, a team doctor, and this comes from talking to many players about this, they have dual loyalties. They're not exactly operating by the terms of the Hippocratic Oath, because their job is to get a player on the court. Their job is not the health and well-being of the player themselves.
Now, you've been talking about blame. Here is Golden State Warriors president of basketball operations, Bob Myers, after the game Monday, talking about blame himself.
He was cleared to play tonight. That was a collaborative decision. I don't believe there's anybody to blame, but I understand this world. And if you have to, you can blame me. I run our basketball operations department.
So, Dave, do top brass like Bob Myers need to accept responsibility for injuries like this?
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm not thrilled with the way he said it, with if you have to blame somebody, blame me. You know, this idea of, well, it's really on you who's looking to blame someone, because that to me felt like a passing of the buck as opposed to actually taking responsibility. But at the end of the day, it's the team that sent him out there, and it's the team that has to take responsibility for what took place.
Now, do players in the NBA ever seek second opinions from doctors outside the team's payrolls, or are they
generally...
Yeah, tell me more about that.
Absolutely, they do. But it's fraught with a great deal of tension, because then you're saying that you don't trust the team themselves or their doctors. And in one of the most high-profile examples of this, you don't have to look further than the NBA Finals themselves, because the whole reason that Kawhi Leonard, the best player in this series, is starring for the Toronto Raptors and not for the team that he was with beforehand, the San Antonio Spurs, was precisely because he sought an outside analysis for the leg problems that he was having. And the team was very upset with that. And it created this tension where they wanted Kawhi Leonard on the court, and he basically sat out an entire season because his own personal doctor said that that was in his best interests. And then he found himself out of San Antonio.
And that's probably not a choice that people who are not the biggest stars in the league can necessarily take if they're desperate to remain employed, I guess.
Arun, you're hitting the nail absolutely on the head, because it's entirely a question of stature, of profile, and whether or not other teams will say, you know what, I don't care if this person marches to the beat of their own drummer. They're that good to take the risk on. Obviously, not every player can say that.
Dave Zirin is a sports editor for The Nation magazine and host of the Edge of Sports podcast. Dave, we made it through this injury-free. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you, Arun. Be well.